Hi, friends. Hopefully, there are friends in the chat that are usually there. Somebody confirm that you can hear me because I am in my hotel room in Madrid. So I will keep going once I feel like somebody can say that's me, because otherwise I have done it all wrong and we're here for no reason. Yay! Thank you so much for telling me that. Happy Wednesday. And by the by, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific. What's up, everybody? 1 p.m. Pacific, where I normally am in California near the beach. 10 p.m. in Madrid on a Wednesday night. Spain is treating me amazing. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. Welcome inside, everybody. This is the first time I've actually just gone live, like, from my work laptop. I have a whole setup at home with actually this camera that I think I'm using here. I can't quite tell. I traveled with the camera in my suitcase all the way from, this is kind of No Breaks After Dark. Yep. I have the windows open in my hotel room, which is so glorious. It's so gorgeous today in Spain. However, I only say that with regret because I think the next 2 of the 4 days that I'm here, it's going to be raining. So I left my windows open and the shades are aflutter in a safe manner because I'm up really high in my room. And I went out all day to do some work and to do some meetings. And I just went to a dinner and I came back and it's just like fresh Madrid air aflutter in my room. But I was, thank you for watching. If you watched the video yesterday that I did from the airport, which I know it was like kind of a lame, like 12 minute version of my thought process, but I'm still just not quite sure how to do those travel days because listen, traveling happens. And I don't know how these other shows do it, where it's the concept of a show, like the No Breaks is the concept and I'm the Jamie Erdahl, but I guess I could have asked, like, it would have been funny maybe to make like Chris and Jacko do No Breaks together. Maybe I'll ask them that next time. I don't know. That's an idea. But instead, I just figure the dedication to the consistent posting every day is what's important. We're in Madrid, Spain, and like every good employer wants to hear, like I'm sure the one that has brought me here, which is my boss is at NFL Network. I just had to leave a work dinner and come to be live on the breaks of Jamie Erdahl. Also, I was on a sangria pub crawl, if you will, a sangria crawl. I tried 3 different sangrias, 3 different locations, 1 sangria each, maybe 2 at the last spot. The first one was the best. The second one was not as good. It was fine, but it was like there was cinnamon in it. And it was just okay. It just alarmed me, maybe because I didn't realize the description had the word cinnamon in it. So when it came, I was like, yowza, that's a lot. And then the last place I was just at for the work dinner was the number 2. But the number 1 was the first place I went to. So now it's on my list. Now you're on my list in a good way. Spain is incredible. I have no background of Spanish speaking in my education. I took French in school. Not well, but I certainly sat in the classes. So that, and I had heard this in the past that those 2 languages, French and Spanish, do have like some similarities, some overlap. And I felt that a little bit today, maybe with like of the 1,000 words I observed in Spanish speaking Madrid, maybe like 100 of the words. I was like, you know what? I think I can clock that because of my French, but that was it. Otherwise I boondoggled a couple of interactions, but here's my thing about traveling in countries where, you know, hello and goodbye, or even if you know, hello, if you say hello in that language, when you walk in the establishment, they're going to think that we're going to chat. And I'm like, this is a bad idea. I can't walk in here and say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And like, now you're going to think that I can order what I like need to order and I can't. And I feel like I really want to just, I pretty much like approach with panic is how I establish things. But what's cool about Madrid, and I liken it to Munich, probably. I was lucky enough 2 years ago, right about this time, I was in Munich for the NFL's first game in Munich. And Munich is not a highly touristy town. There's maybe like maybe one small pocket, one small street that makes you feel like, okay, I'm in Times Square. But it's nowhere near the actual size of Times Square or the intensity that you feel from like a touristy perspective. And so we got to Madrid. I flew here with a producer that works on our show, GMFB Gina. I think I'm going to make her come on No Breaks maybe tomorrow. We might have to grab the sangria that we had in our first round and bring it up here and do No Breaks, which will go over like gangbusters, but we're going to do that tomorrow, I believe, or Friday. And we landed. She stayed up. Her room wasn't ready at a different hotel. She's at a different hotel. I was here. My room was ready. I was very lucky. We got here like 11 a.m. and I did sleep from like 11 to 1:30. Got up, put my face on, went out and about by like about 2:30, got a coffee. I jumped on GMFB for a couple minutes, if anybody saw me, like at the beginning of the second hour. And that was just like on my phone. I just did that live report from my cell phone, from like a link that they sent me. And then I jumped off that call and I had to talk to a Dolphins player because I'm a sideline reporter on the game on Sunday. And someone, Angela, how are you, Angela? Angela asked me who's on the game on Sunday. It's Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, who I met tonight for the first time. If I've met Kenny, I was thinking about it today because he was on a Zoom that I was on for a production meeting. If I've met Kenny Albert, it was from my hockey days. So he does Rangers games still. And for 1 year of my life, I was doing the Bruins. So I'm sure I didn't meet him. And if I did, I did not register that was like the Kenny Albert calling hockey games, because I have no acknowledgement of like hockey history, which I have fully talked about before. It's not where my wheelhouse, it's not where my brain lives. And I frankly like hate the fact that I can't like don't have the historical context of hockey players or hockey broadcasters or hockey history for that matter to recognize that. So it's Kenny, Jonathan, Vilma, and myself, which I'm really excited about. And those guys interviewed the president last week, which just from a technical perspective, let me tell you this. I did 4 Army-Navy games for CBS, 2018, 19, 20, 21. And I believe a sitting president showed up at 3 of the 4 of them. And I actually don't even think the one that a president missed was my 2021, because the one in 2020, December of 2020, Army-Navy played at Army. Normally it's played at like a neutral site for a huge stadium, but because all the college football games were diluted that year in terms of people that could come, they played at Army. And the president at the time did show up for that. So I have never interacted or had to interview with a sitting president of the United States. I say sitting like I've interacted with former presidents. I haven't. But I know what it's like when the president is around. I love me a Secret Service situation. And in fact, a sitting president came to one of my college football games, regular season, like an Alabama game or something. And I love the Secret Service. I think they're so fascinating. The way that they operate, the things that they think about, how they're actually able to be social, which they are. They're actually very pleasant people and also do their jobs. Their wicked, crazy jobs is wild to me. But I actually haven't been able to catch up with my broadcast crew to know how that went for them. But I really want to know. So those are the guys that are on the game on Sunday. And that means I'm working with a Fox production crew, which for me professionally has been really interesting this year, because I spent 8 years at CBS, and behind the scenes, the NFL, the network, partners with different production partners for these games. So the last couple of years, CBS has actually been like the production partner of the international games. And I obviously used to work at CBS, so I got to work with people that I knew, which was like really fantastic and really fun for me. And it's just very comforting But this Fox experience between Dublin and here has been very different because I don't know any of these guys. But it's a nice challenge socially and also just professionally to be able to meet people that I've never worked with before and make those connections and those parallels. So yeah, we're live here in Madrid. No grace to Jamie at all. Truth be told, I should have a separate jar where I say I did take a break today and it was called a nap after my red eye flight. Here's the thing about the red eye flight. I'm not gonna fib to the people. I get to sit in a very nice seat when I fly. I'm very lucky. They treat us very nicely when we get to fly to these games. I'm not sure the first class seat, I hate saying the words first class. It's actually like one of my least favorite things I have to acknowledge. Not that I have to, but I will here. I wonder if because of, like, I felt fine today. I didn't feel like the worst I've ever felt after a flight. I've certainly felt worse after other red eye flights. But I honestly wonder if the price differential, let's just say, I'm going to be extravagant because I don't pay for my own first class tickets. Like when I fly, I just fly like a regular human. Let's say that ticket on a red eye costs, I don't know, what should they cost? $1,000? I don't know. Like a regular intercontinental US flight. But like an economy seat, you're upright, you're up and down. You let's just say you have a window. Okay. Let's say you're like 33E. What's that? $300? Do you really feel that different after the red eye if you can lay down versus be fully upright? I feel like even if you're in the lay down, you still take a nap. At least I do. You can't tell me that the cost evaluation of having to pay for that physical act of laying down. I say this because I heard these flight attendants talking today about with this older woman. I almost feel like that's who should have the lay down seats is like senior citizens, the elderly. Yes. If you have to fly, like take what you need, please. But she was saying, The older woman who was in the seat, it was actually behind me, she was like, it was good because I had been like working on something on my shoulder and it was good for me to be in a prone position. And I was like, I haven't thought about the prone position in quite some time. But it made me think, was I really that much more comfortable being able to be in the prone position? And then I have colleagues who flew here in like the next set of seats behind me. I hate the different classes. It's so freaking annoying. We all took a nap. Like, it is what it is. Some people didn't. Some people just powered through the day. But the cost of, if you out of your pocket, it's going to be $1,000 to be able to lay down, be 3 hours of sleep. Is that really going to be that much different? I don't think it is. I'm really trying to think of if I flew on my own dollar, would I pay for the lay down seat? I just don't know if I would. I also don't know if I would take the red eye. That's probably the different. The difference is I probably would fly the whole day, stay up, and then get to my destination, hopefully, and then wind down for the night. I don't know. It's a tricky little thing, isn't it? No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. I'm not going to keep you much longer because usually Jacka would be on. And because I'm just like on my basic laptop, I don't know from a technology standpoint how to get the Jacko on. So even if she were here or available to me, I wouldn't be able to get her. So sorry, Jacko. Somebody asked me how I was adjusting to the time difference. I'm okay. We're going to see how falling asleep goes because in my past experience, right now I'm feeling sleepy. However, in an unfortunate turn of events, because I am the way that I am socially, aka extroverted. I left the work dinner that I was at and I told them I would come back. Yeah. I would love to say like, oh, I Irish goodbye that dinner and then I'm never going to go back. Yeah, I'm going back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to do that. So My time adjustment has been okay. I'm tired. Could I go to sleep right this second? I don't think so. So I think I'm going to try to stay out till it's not unfortunate because I love it. Because like I said, it's these people that I just met from the Fox crew. Oh no, they're texting me. they're still at the dinner. I am going to go back. I do think when I go to do extroverted things, like when I have the button turned on, like it is fully on. In fact, I felt it a personal challenge. The fact that I actually left that dinner and came back to do this was probably harder for me than me having to go back out, if that makes sense. So a lot of people that I know, I'm going to treat myself to dessert. It's not punishment. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm a glutton for a good time, if that's what you mean. I am a bit of a workaholic when I am working. I actually do pride myself on, I go, who did I say this to recently? And they were like, oh, I've never thought of it that way. I live my life like driving a car where I'm like 100 miles an hour down, like gas pedal on, and then I pull my foot off. And when I pull my foot off, like on those rare occasions that I can rest, I can sleep, like I will fully sleep for 12 hours. I'll nap, I'll do the whole thing. So I'm not a glutton for punishment. I'm just like a glutton for a good time. And like right now, I think I said yesterday in my video for No Breaks that my husband's not coming. He's back home with the kids. So like, I understand that right now is a time where I can like dedicate to spending quality time with my coworkers, getting some good FaceTime in professionally, getting some rest, catching up on some other work that I would like to get done. This is the time because I don't have my other 100 mile per hour speed that I have to go on with my kids because they're at home with my husband. So, and also you guys, the morning football is on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow, what do I have to do in the morning? Did you hear that? Nothing. So I'm a glutton for a good time. I am a workaholic. I can acknowledge that. I'm going to take care of myself. Thank you so much. And lots of love from the UK. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tomorrow, what time do I have to get up? I have to be in hair and makeup at 10:30 in the morning. I'm certain I will get up before that. But in my mind, the way I just did that math was if I get back to this dinner by like 10:45, I don't know. What if I'm asleep by like 1 a.m.? I get up at like 9 a.m. It's 8 hours. It's all good. People are saying the dinner is worth it. Thank you. Good to have the balance. Thank you very much. I do love my job. Oh, sweatpants of the day. I am going to go. You guys, it's been 20 minutes. No breaks. Anybody fire more questions in the next 60 seconds and I will answer them. Appropriately so. I will not answer every single one unless it's unnecessary. And otherwise, I'm going to go. I think tomorrow, I can't tell. The other thing I would say in the chat is, do you guys want this at 10 p.m. or do you want like the video of like a really rough edit of what I do throughout the day? Because I don't have really like the skill or the time as much to do the like a wonderful edit the way like a true vlogger does, but I can do either one. To answer your question, the stadium that the game is in on Sunday is in Bernabeu. I hope I said that right because it's not Bernabeu. Everybody in the U.S. at least is Bernabeu, and I think it's Bernabeu. And that's the stadium. And I don't know what dessert I'm going to have. I mostly just have my desserts in drink form. So I'm not going to have like a traditional dessert. So let me know, Bernabeu. Thank you for writing it like that. I appreciate it. This is the last international game of the season. There have been